Governor Bill Walker said today he intends to stay in the race for governor unless something changes. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Governor Walker talked to reporters after a debate with the other candidates for governor, Republican Mike Dunleavy and Democrat Mark Begich. When asked if he's committed to staying in the race until the November 6th election, Walker responded.
I'm 100% committed to a process, and you know, we'll see what happens between now and now on election day. I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, it's been an interesting few months, I'll put it that way.
Democratic leaders have asked for Walker to end his campaign. It's too late to be removed from the ballot. Roughly 1,000 absentee ballots have already been returned. Walker said his message to those considering voting early is that he's still in the race and that new Lieutenant Governor Valerie Nuura-Ralu-Davidson would be very good at the job. He pushed back on a question about whether anyone else could become Lieutenant Governor.
It's too soon for that. I don't have any reason to think it'd be anybody other than Val Davidson. I think she's a phenomenal Alaskan, and she's eminently qualified for that position.
Dunleavy asked Begich during the debate if he's in negotiations with the Walker camp to cut a deal for one of them to drop out. Begich said he'd like Dunleavy to drop out. Walker added that the Republican Party asked him to be their candidate. He later clarified that Republicans spoke with someone close to him after Dunleavy filed to run last year.
Yeah, they contacted me. They wanted me to be their candidate.
Alaska Republican Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock denied that. He said in a press release that Walker, quote, attempted a lame joke, unless recent stress is causing him to lose grip on reality, end quote. Babcock says the party's only contact regarding Walker was from Walker's chief of staff, Scott Kendall, asking if Walker could run as a Republican. Babcock says the party told him it was a free country, but predicted the reception would not be warm. Walker was a Republican until he ran in 2014 as an independent, and says he wants to remain an independent.
For me, it's not a matter of hanging on at any cost, hanging on for another 4 years at any cost. I still got to be the same person walking out that walked in, and I'm not going to become somebody else to do that. I'm just not.
Walker's administration was shaken Tuesday when former Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott resigned. Walker has said Mallott made an inappropriate overture to an unnamed female victim. Walker says he made a commitment to the victim to only disclose information he had discussed with her. He says that saying more would violate her rights.
You know, what kind of a message did that send? You know, that it's more important for us to get it out for our benefit, for, you know, campaign purposes, and at that victim's expense. What's going to be the message of other victims that won't come forward and said, you know, they felt something was inappropriate? We want them to come forward. You know, we want them to. So we aren't going to be the ones that are going to walk away from that commitment. I'm just not going to do it.
The governor's wife, Donna Walker, stepped in to say Mallott did the right thing by resigning.
He paid the price. You can't really get much more of a price out of a situation like this. Stepped down from second highest job in the state, and he and his family are suffering. This is a man who's, you know, an outstanding career, so many accomplishments. The family's in grief, and we're in grief with them.
Donna Walker says speculation online about Mallott is far from the truth. With help from Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage, in Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.